Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Today on the Well One podcast, I have two of our most recent rep students. I have Jet and Tara here with me. First, I'd just like to have you guys introduce yourselves a little bit.
My name is Jet. I'm originally from Huron, South Dakota. I'm coming back for my first clinical. I am finishing up my first year of PT school at the University of South Dakota. So I got 2 years left.
Great. And so you did your undergrad at
South Dakota State.
South Dakota State. So a little crossover there. Okay. Because Terry, you're at SDSU
yes,
right now.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. I'm an SDSU fan.
Okay. PT school is at USD. There's no, you can't do that at SDSU.
Nope.
So. Great. And Tara, how about you?
Yeah, my name is Tara Paulson. I'm originally from Steen, Minnesota, which is about 30 minutes east of Sioux Falls. And I go to SDSU. I'll be starting my junior year of the nursing program this fall.
Okay, wonderful. So we're happy to have you guys here. And you're here with the REPS program.
So the REPS program is a summer program specifically for healthcare students. It takes place in South Dakota at a rural facility or critical access facility. And really just gives the students an opportunity to see the rural healthcare in this side of healthcare that we typically wouldn't see.
Right. So yeah. A lot of your clinical programs are partnerships with large Stanford facilities. So it's an opportunity to get out here. And so it stands for, I might get this wrong, rural experiences for health profession students. And then Jet, you're mixing yours kind of with a clinical rotation. So you've had slightly different experiences here because of that, because you're doing a little bit more intensive work in the PT space. So you went to a number of places. Because you went to so many, let's start with your favorite for each of you. Like, what was the most either eye-opening or favorite thing that you have seen here?
My favorite outside of PT would probably be hanging out with the orthopedic doctor, Dr. Hofer, for a day. Being able to see what his clinic is run like, his clinic days are run like, and then also being able to hang out with him in surgery. There's a lot of crossover in that PT because a lot of his, you know, patients are ordered to get physical therapy. So it's good to see the full circle of what a patient's life is when they come to PT. So we know what they've been through. We know what the doctor has said and kind of the plan going forward with the patient.
Yeah, that's great. And you got to see radiology too a little bit, which kind of mixes in with
definitely.
Those three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
Great. And then Tara, you got to probably see a little bit more of all of the departments just based upon the fact that you're not here on necessarily a clinical rotation for nursing. So just tell us about your experience.
Yeah, so I got to see a little bit of everything. I was in radiology, wound care, pharmacy, a little bit of everything. Seeing the nursing side, other departments, which is really good because obviously as a nurse, you're going to work with all sorts of departments one day. My favorite, though, was probably outpatient services. I mean, I came in here not even really knowing what that was. But yeah, the nurses were absolutely incredible. Lisa and Nancy did a great job of just taking me in and explaining things and letting me try things out for the first time. And I got to practice a lot of my nursing skills, which was good. And I really liked outpatient because a lot of those patients are coming in every day or every other day. You know, you see them a lot. And so by the time my 2 days in outpatient were over, they were calling me by my first name and like, oh, so when are you going home? When are you doing this? And so it was really cool just seeing that small rural side of things and
yeah.
How everybody gets to know each other.
Right. That is pretty cool. So for people listening that don't know, what do they do in outpatient services? Because it is confusing. You think outpatient services, that's everything, right? Or outpatient treatment, that's everything.
So a lot of what I seen was patients coming in who had like autoimmune disorders like rheumatoid arthritis or those coming in for antibiotics that they had to have daily, or some of them were coming in 3 times a day, so every 8 hours, which is a lot, as you can imagine. So I just really create a bond with those patients compared to other departments, I feel like.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool that so you guys just did a presentation, so we're like double punishing you today, but just did a presentation, and you had mentioned that throughout your clinical experience, you hadn't gotten to do as many IVs as you did in those couple days.
Yeah.
And so how were the patients? Were they pretty much pretty willing? I mean, they're definitely people who probably get poked a lot because of their need to get those treatments.
They were like excited to find out that I was a student, and yeah, very willing. And then, so my first successful IV ever was here, an outpatient. And that patient was like, oh my gosh, you did it, great job, you're never going to forget me.
Oh,
you
know, fun.
He was excited for me, so it was good. Yeah, very good.
Got to celebrate with them a little bit. That's pretty awesome. Is there anything that you found in your experiences here that you were like, okay, that's cool, I'm glad I know about it, but it's not what I want to do?
I can start. Wound care was not for me. I enjoyed being exposed to it though, and I'm glad I did see it. It's not like it was gross. I just don't think I could do that every day and be consistent with patients enough to where it would be beneficial on either side. But other than that, everything else I thoroughly enjoyed being able to see.
And you kind of know the pathway that you're going.
I mean,
you're definitely in PT school, so you don't have to worry about that necessarily.
Right.
As far as nursing, it's maybe a little bit more broad of a scope for you to choose from. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you kind of narrowed down while you were here?
Clinic nursing. So I came into nursing school thinking something fast-paced, ER, maybe labor and delivery, ICU, something like that. So when I went to the clinic, it was an internal medicine doctor that I was following. It's still very beneficial for me to see and witness.
Good for you to see that side if you are inpatient someday and you're having to, you know, send somebody over to clinic for follow-up care or anything like that. You kind of know the drill. Well, it's good. But that's really important, too, to narrow down the things that, you know, you don't necessarily want to follow, or at least you can get a little clearer path forward. So Jed, I think when you had mentioned your interest, the sports medicine realm is pretty high on your list, and you got to experience a little bit of that with a volunteer project.
I volunteered at Open Gyms for the Huron Boys High School team. Being from Huron, it helps being able to have connections for that and to reach out, and especially for Coach Budenhagen to be open, to let me be there and present the team with information that can be beneficial to them as individuals and as a team.
So you did ankle stability.
Yes.
You mentioned like some people already have an ankle injury that they're nursing or they're trying to, you know, they're still trying to work through, but there's some preventative exercises you can do.
The first thing I kind of say in the rehabilitation program is that prevention is the best form of rehab. So what are you doing in the case of an ankle, what are you doing for your ankle to prevent it from being injured? And most of the high school athletes aren't doing anything. I mean, they do the weightlifting, they do the training, but are they doing more of the intrinsic stuff to prevent them from having an injury? And a lot of times now it's like, okay, I sprained my ankle. You know, you stay off it for a while, I feel good enough to play, but I haven't done anything since. I tape it up and here we go. And as a PT, you want to be able to help them prevent that from happening again. And if you have an ankle sprain, the probability of having ankle issues skyrockets after having an injury. And I think as a teammate, I would want to be able to stay out on the court as much as possible and eliminate the potential for re-injury down the road.
Yeah.
I gave them 5 exercises. I have pictures for each exercise. I even have like some facts about ankle injuries in there, if high schoolers were willing to read that.
Is that something we can share? So yeah, if somebody's listening and they're like, yes, that's me, I need to do that, or maybe I had a sprain and I can work to rebuild that strength. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
We'll share that.
And the idea kind of behind this whole ankle thing is that something is better than nothing. So like a lot of the kids, you know, they don't do anything to help their ankles.
Sure, we'll certainly share that. And then Tara, you also completed a community service project.
Yes. So for my community project, I met with the Huron Public Library librarians. We discussed a need in the community, and we decided that due to all the flooding lately here, and especially where I'm from, that it would be good to educate the children on water safety, especially after a flood. And so I made a presentation, I presented it to the Good Samaritan Day Camp kids, and they were anywhere from 5 years old to third grade or so. So we had to keep it pretty basic. So I kind of went through what a flood is and things to do to prepare for a flood, what to do after a flood, really stressing the importance of staying out of the water, not drinking the water. We talked about contaminated water, and then they got to do a little bit of an experiment. I went and got a contaminated water sample, and we looked at it under the microscope, and then yeah, we read a short story, and they got to take home some first aid kits. So
fun. We appreciate you guys being here and being in the community. And I think, you know, Jet, you're from Huron. Terry, you're from a very small town. I think you said like 180 people.
Yep.
So that's pretty small. So you both probably kind of had that understanding of what rural health and rural communities are like. What do you know if that's kind of what your goal is?
I'm actually coming back to Huron for after I'm done with PT school, and I'm excited about it. I look forward to the opportunity to be back in Huron, and I feel like I can grow as a professional and as a person here within the community and with HRMC.
Well, we're really excited about that too. And then Tara, how about you? Do you have any thoughts? You probably have some more time to decide on some rotations, but yep. What are you thinking?
I'm not really sure yet. I could see myself going either way, I guess. There's pros and cons to both. I guess it just kind of depends where I end up living, if there's a specialty I end up falling in love with in the next year and a half. So
yeah,
I'm open to either for now.
Good. I know when you were in your presentation, you mentioned you were maybe interested in OB and you liked ER, and here you can do both. So that's
right.
The great thing about us,
yes.
A small organization, right? Not that I'm recruiting or anything, but we just really appreciate you guys. I think you have a few more. Jet, you're here for a few more weeks on rotation. And when are you done, Tara?
I have 2 days.
2 days, yeah. Yeah. So you home care tomorrow.
Home care and then dietary.
Dietary, yeah. So you get to serve in the kitchen, which is going to be fun. You're seeing all aspects of healthcare,
for
right?
Sure.
From start to finish. Okay. Well, I appreciate you being here, and we're so glad you completed your reps rotation here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.